Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I want to share with you some of the economic insights from the week of January 25th through the 29th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index rallied on Friday to post the biggest advance since September 8th, but did not erase the fact that it was the worst January for equities since 2009. It's been a tough start to the year. Almost $8 trillion fell from the markets worldwide in January. The fourth quarter GDP report suggests the economy will continue to grow at a slow pace, while companies with international exposure will face greater headwinds. Domestic companies should be stronger, with the possible exception of the manufacturing sector. Last week's economic data focused on the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve kept its interest rate, balance sheet, and forward guidance unchanged in January. The Fed statement made slight mention of financial market conditions since the beginning of the year and noticed that inflation expectations fell further. The Fed noted that inflation remains low, but that is attributed to transitory factors, including energy prices. All told, the statement was far from dovish. The committee noted that it was monitoring global economic and financial developments and was assessing their implications for the labor market and inflation and for the balance of risk for the forecast. This was likely a signal that the Fed was not asleep at the wheel. The Fed chose not to highlight financial markets due to their tendency to turn on a dime. The developments don't appear to lead it to change its expectations for interest rate increases this year. While markets matter to the Fed, it is inflation that will determine how aggressive they will be this year, suggesting that the Fed may raise rates less than the four times we have penciled in for 2016. The hikes could be backloaded for the year, but where inflation goes, so will the Fed. That has become clear. On the international front, euro area inflation has accelerated a bit, providing a reprieve for European Central Bank officials looking for signs of inflation. Consumer prices rose 0.4% recently after a 0.2% rise the prior month. It should be noted that gas prices dipped at the end of 2014 and the start of 2015, weighing down inflation figures. They have dipped again to start 2016, but not as much as the previous 2 years. Core inflation has risen 1% from a year earlier. Energy prices are down over 5% at an annual rate recently. The forecast for inflation is for less than a 1% gain in 2016 and nearly 1.5% increase in 2017 for the euro area. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, the January ISM Manufacturing Index will be released at 10 a.m. on Monday. The ISM is projected to come in at 48, unchanged from December. Regional Fed manufacturing surveys were mixed, so a big change in direction is not expected. Note that changes in the ISM index are not strongly correlated with changes in stocks or oil prices. January vehicle sales will be released on Tuesday, February 2nd at 4 p.m. Vehicle sales may have declined from the 17.3 million rate seen in December. This would be the third consecutive monthly decline, but the weather may be a factor, more so than the equity markets. The storm that hit the East Coast kept buyers out of showrooms, for a time at least. The January ISM non-manufacturing index will be released on Wednesday, February 3rd at 10 a.m. Look for the index to decline a little from the 55.8 recorded in December. This doesn't indicate weakness in the service sector, but rather a further slowing of a segment of the economy that has continued to grow. December international trade will be released on Friday, February 5th at 8:30 a.m. Look for the trade deficit to widen further from the $42 billion seen in November. The advanced durable goods report showed that exports fell 1% in December, while imports were unchanged. And finally, the always watched employment report will release January numbers on Friday, February 5th at 8:30 a.m. we should expect to see another gain of about 200,000 jobs in January. Weather is unlikely to play a significant factor in the numbers this month. This is a hard month to ascertain employment because of post-holiday seasonal adjustments. Also with this report, the government will release its benchmark revisions, which can adjust the results for the last few years.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.